Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, a Minnesota hemp driver is in trouble with the state of South Dakota for transporting around 300 pounds of biomass hemp through the state. The driver was pulled over on I-29 for speeding on July 16th. The driver was arrested for possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. He was arrested even though he had all the legal paperwork to be transporting the hemp from Colorado to Minnesota. The Minnesota Hemp Association is asking the state of South Dakota to drop the charges. I talked to the executive director of the Minnesota Hemp Association, Joe Radinovich, and asked him what happened.
What happened was is that this processor had some new equipment and wanted to demo basically the capabilities of the new equipment before the harvest here in Minnesota of the legal hemp crop. And so what he did was he contracted with somebody in Colorado, a legal hemp grower, and that legal hemp grower or broker connected him with the hemp and with a way to get it back here. That driver took a route through South Dakota, was pulled over for speeding, and subsequently was charged with possession of 300 pounds of marijuana with intent to obviously distribute it. And this was not marijuana. It was certified hemp at a level of THC below the legal threshold.
Now, this driver had all the correct paperwork to transport the hemp, correct?
That's our understanding.
Okay, and the other part of this, transporting of this product was legalized in all 50 states by the 2018 Farm Bill. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Has there been any discussion with the state of South Dakota and why they're disregarding the Farm Bill?
There's a legal process that's going on, and that legal process involves, obviously, this driver, the lawyers, and some of the other connected parties. The part that the Minnesota Hemp Association is most interested in is making sure that the public is aware of what this patchwork of laws has created. And, you know, in our opinion, it's sort of created a gray market. It's a legal product, but because not every state has uniform laws, and because there were these loopholes, it created a lot of risk and uncertainty in certain aspects of this market. And so we have a lot of people, you know, that are members of ours that recognize the potential of this plant and all of its applications, and they recognize the potential of this industry. But we will not be able to realize the potential of this industry if people are going to face, you know, these exorbitant costs and legal fees for, you know, things that happen here. Right now, the shipment that's in question costs $23,000, and after it's processed here in the state of Minnesota, it would have a value of over $100,000. And so you can recognize, obviously, you know, just what a problem this is for these people.
I had this question asked of me, wondering if the state of South Dakota right now isn't using the time to test the marijuana to see if the story the driver told the patrol officer, if it was believable or not, and if it actually comes back to be legal hemp, that they may just drop the charges. Is that possibly something that could happen here?
We suspect that there's a possibility that, you know, some of these charges may be dropped. You know, that's up to people as they move through the legal process. I mean, you know, South Dakota may make the case that they haven't, you know, that they haven't created the legal framework for it. They want to, you know, prosecute the case. We don't know the answer to that yet. But my suspicion is, you know, based on the news I've been seeing in South Dakota about the conversation the public is having about this industry, that there are a lot of people, farmers, business people in the state of South Dakota who want to recognize the potential that this plant and this industry could bring to their state, and they're fighting to do so. But, you know, until we get to that point, this has had a real, you know, chilling effect on people who would be making these investments here in the state surrounding South Dakota.
Again, that was Joe Radinovich of the Minnesota Hemp Association. We understand the driver in this case should make his first court appearance in Tripp County on August 23rd. His name has not been released to the public at this time. Ag Central Network actually broke this story at Minnesota Farm Fest when Mick Kerr was talking to the Minnesota Hemp Association at that time. This is Inside Agriculture.